United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Loreen Tuttle, Verna Felton, Herbert Rawlinson, and Gerald Moore. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for defense bonds presented by this station as a public service. May it serve to remind you that your savings can help build your country's defenses. For a strong and secure America, invest regularly in safe, sure United States defense bonds, one of the world's finest investments. Buy them automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. And now to open our show, here are Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with a special Sosnick arrangement of My Heart Stood Still. Thank you, Harry. And now for our special guest. For the past several years, the actors and actresses who have supported our dramatic guests have themselves been well known on the screen and on leading radio programs. So today we feature these talented people who have appeared on many guest star programs in the past. Loreen Tuttle, who, in addition to many other programs, is perhaps best known for her portrayal of Red Skelton's mother. Verna Felton, whose voice you heard as the fairy godmother in Walt Disney's Cinderella. Herbert Rawlinson, star of the silent films and supporting actor in many Hollywood theater programs. And Gerald Moore, star of the current crime hit Philip Marlowe Detective. They appear in a special playlist, The Night is Dark. We take you now to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
The day that Laura came home from the hospital after a fall from a horse, she walked in sunlight.
Yet the night was dark, for Laura was now blind. That same sad day, Laura received a letter, and the night became darker.
Go on, Mother. Read it, all of it.
Laura, if I'd known what was in it...
Go on, read it.
I love her very much. I know I must yield to break our engagement, but I hope you'll understand. Please write soon. Sincerely, Greg.
So Greg wants to see...
Laura, when he hears that you're blind, I'm sure...
No, I'm not telling. Greg has enough to worry about. He's up there at the front, his sergeant now, with new responsibilities. I'll give him his freedom, Mother. Now that I'm blind, I can see my way clearer than ever.
Sergeant Gregory Haywood, is that right?
Yes, sir. Where am I?
You're at the base hospital now. I'm Captain Williams.
Captain, huh? Am I that bad off?
Oh, no, just making the rounds. Now, what can I do for you?
Just lay off the sympathy. I don't want people crying over me.
I know, son. That's the toughest part of your ordeal.
Sir, you see how I'm injured. Suppose you were engaged to a girl and the war left you like this, did you? You expect her to marry you?
If I knew she really loved me, yes.
Well, she did love me. But I don't know now. You see, over in the States, I was engaged to Laura, a wonderful girl. And here in Tokyo, I met Dorothy. Can you get the rest?
You broke your engagement to Laura.
Yeah.
And now you're going to marry Dorothy,
Dorothy took one look at what's left of me and walked out.
She did you a favor, son. You go back to Laura.
No. Not the way I am now. Oh, she'd take me back, sure. But she's kind and loving. She'd feel sorry for me. But I want Laura's love, not a sympathy. I'm not going to see her, sir.
Sergeant, we gave Dorothy a chance to see you and decide about this. Don't you think, in all fairness, that Laura deserves the same break?
I guess you're right, Reverend. I never thought of it that way.
Laura? Laura?
Yes, Mother?
Greg is on the way. He phones on the station.
Oh, Mother. Oh, do I look all right?
Hello.
My hair? My dress?
Everything is perfect, Laura. Stop fidgeting.
Mother, can you tell from looking at me that I'm blind?
No, dear. But Laura, he'll have to know sometime.
But not till after he's married, Mother. No. If he finds out now, you know what will happen. He'll want to marry me out of sympathy. And I won't have his sympathy.
Laura, please. He'll be here any minute.
Where's my handkerchief?
Here, dear. You must remember that Greg was hurt, too. We don't know how badly. He may have lost an arm or a leg.
If he has, I'm glad I'll never see him that way. Now, let me walk to the window without holding my hands out. Mother, is the moon shining?
Yes, dear. It's almost a full moon.
Can I see it from the window?
Yes. It's shining through the branches of the tree.
I'll remember that. Oh, Mother, am I doing the right thing?
Laura, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going through it. Don't fail me, Mother.
I won't, dear.
Well, Gregory.
Sergeant Haywood reporting. Hi, Momsie.
You'll have to leave me in. A little wobbly on my feet.
Oh, why, of course. Laura, here's Greg.
Greg! Oh, it's wonderful to see you with me.
Far away.
Honey, I'm mighty glad to be back.
Sit here on the sofa, Greg. Laura, you sit here, too.
Thanks, Mumsy. Like old times, huh?
Ah, you bet. Now, I've got a roast in the oven. You'll please have a nice, long talk.
You bet we'll talk. So they gave me a medical discharge, and here I am.
It's been a long, long time, Greg.
3 years.
Yes. 3 years.
Remember the last time we sat here?
I do. There was a moon that night, too. It shone in through the trees, just like a stranger.
Oh, I'll never, never forget it.
But not from the past. It's the future that comes to me. How is then? How is Dorothy?
Oh, she's all right. She's fine.
I'm glad. I'm so happy for you. So happy.
Oh, Laura, darling, 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 please.
Oh, Greg, I don't want to give you up. I'm not kind and brave. I'm mean and selfish. I want you for myself.
As I am.
Of course, as if that matters. Oh, Greg, I wasn't going to tell you, but I won't let you go without going. Greg, I'm blind.
Oh, no.
You hear me? I'm blind.
No, no, not you.
Yes. I didn't want you to know. Oh, Greg, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. Anything but that.
Oh, Laura. Laura, it's you I want. It's you I've always wanted. I want to marry you because I love you. I feel sorry, of course, but blindness isn't so bad.
How can you say that? You don't know what it is to walk in darkness.
Don't I?
Of course not. You couldn't. Greg. Greg. What did you say?
I'm blind, too.
Oh, my God. My God.
We hope that all of you enjoyed listening to our little play as much as we enjoy playing it for you.
And that you'll give serious thought to your own future security. Just as in the play, a sudden accident can change the entire course of your life.
And when you can prepare for an emergency at the same time that you're saving for the dream house you've always wanted, or to educate your children, then you know you're saving soundly.
But remember, a sound program of saving is built on regular, consistent saving right through the year.
I gather that all of you are referring to United States Savings Bonds.
Certainly, Rod. There's no safer, more profitable means of saving than to buy savings bonds through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're your own boss, through your bank free service, the bond a month plan. I know I speak for all of us when I ask you to buy United States Savings Bonds. Your own country guarantees them for safety and profit. Goodbye, and thank you.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you, every one of you, for a fine performance. Lorene Tuttle, Verna Felton, Herbert Rawlinson, and Gerald Moore. And our thanks also to Louis Graff for his fine direction.
During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. This week, we featured an all-star Hollywood cast. We'll have another outstanding star to entertain you next week, along with the music of Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save for your country's security and for your own financial independence. Buy United States Defense Bonds.